Our business news starts with foreclosures. A consumer watchdog group is warning that more than 2 million homeowners are in danger of losing their homes to foreclosure. To blame? High-risk mortgages and a slowdown in the housing market. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Center for Responsible Lending warns that as many as 1 in 5 households with subprime mortgages are likely to face foreclosure, in many cases because the borrowers were sold mortgages they simply couldn't afford. Such mortgages often start out with low monthly payments, but quickly adjust upwards. Center President Mike Calhoun says so long as home prices were rising, borrowers had the equity to refinance when their loan got too expensive, but not anymore.
The refinance escape hatch is closing very quickly on a large number of families.
Calhoun says foreclosures hurt not only the borrowers who lose their homes, but whole neighborhoods where prices are dragged down as a result. Subprime mortgages made to borrowers with bad credit now account for fully a quarter of new loans. Calhoun says too often mortgage brokers are rewarded for offering these high-risk loans, then reselling the loans to investors before any problems appear.
Borrowers don't realize when they take that loan, they're rolling the dice with a 1 out of 5 chance that they'll lose their house.
Calhoun says mortgage brokers should only be allowed to sell loans that can reasonably be repaid, and investors should discourage high-risk loans by refusing to buy them. He also recommends flexible payment plans and other assistance for distressed borrowers so they can avoid losing their homes to foreclosure. Scott Horsley, NPR News.